Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. With the Lord's help, we will conclude a message I've been sharing this week on the new priesthood. And yesterday, we were looking at a passage found in the book of the prophet Zechariah, the third chapter. And here was a priest, a high priest by the name of Joshua, who was standing. This was in vision that the prophet received this. He was standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan was standing at his right hand to resist him. And as I've shared, the importance of really this entire week, to summarize, I mean, basically, we are now kings and priests unto our God, according to Revelation 1 and 6. And we've been looking at Old Testament examples of what Jesus stated very clearly and simply in Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 6, that if you love father, mother, brother, sister, children more than me, I'm paraphrasing, of course, you're not worthy of me. And Eli was removed from the priesthood in 1 Samuel. He was the one that was raising up the prophet Samuel, if you recall, because he honored his sons more than the Lord. He did not restrain them from the wickedness that they were involved in terms of making themselves fat and basically stealing the people's offerings, as well as laying with the women at the door of the temple. And so, obviously, God will deal with, especially, it says judgment will begin at the house of the Lord. Isaiah says the sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. So, beloved, as much as we don't like to consider the fact, there are those who are tares in the body of Christ, perhaps even in leadership positions, who are not living for the sole express purpose of bringing glory to Jesus. Every valid ministry, beloved, I don't care what office they hold, pastor, evangelist, or prophet, if they are not turning you to Jesus Christ, so you will place the whole of your affection and attention upon Jesus, then they are falling short of what God has called them to do. Are we to honor them? Of course. The epistles are full of honoring those who have the authority over us and those who teach the word to be held in great honor. So, beloved, hear the words of Jesus. Let us understand with spiritual understanding that God is a jealous God, and He wants all of our heart. Years ago, we used to sing this song, not just a part. He wants all of my heart. All He wants is you, and that He would be fully Lord of your life. And so in this vision that Zechariah had in the third chapter, Satan is checked by the Lord Jesus. He says, take off those filthy garments and put on garments of a fair mitre on his head, and clothe him with a change of a raiment. And we, just like since we've been called in kings and priests, all those filthy garments have been removed from us, and we have the garments of salvation. We're crowned with His loving kindness and tender mercies. We are receiving a crown. We'll cast those crowns before Him when we see Him. And what do we see, though? Satan is resisting Joshua, but his resistance, beloved, is no longer going to be effective. The power of God is engaged to make the grace of God effective. So no longer is the church, the body of Christ, going to suffer because there's only been a portion of a fivefold ministry function, or because there's been an Eli priesthood functioning. God is restoring His order to the church, the order that He has chosen. He wants shepherds after His own heart, just like David, who was king. Amen. And he actually was ministering as a priest. Remember, he had nothing but a linen ephod and was dancing before the Lord when he brought the Ark of the Covenant in, praise God, to Jerusalem. And so let's go back again now to Joshua, the priest. Obviously, God knew Joshua. He knew his shortcomings. He knew what he was like. But a change was about to happen, beloved. I hope you can hear what I'm saying in the spirit. It's a wonderful day that is dawning. A change of garment was taking place for Joshua, and he appears as one polluted, but God justifies him and cleanses him and clothes him with a new garment of authority and power. And beloved, that is what God is doing for us today. We have authority. Hear the word of the prophet Isaiah in the 41st chapter, verses 15 and 16. Well, I have to read 14. How is that? Fear not, for those of you who may be fearful and a little insecure and intrepid. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. If you feel like you're a worm, well, listen to what God's going to make you into. Verse 15, behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, the whatever mountains of adversity are before you, whatever satanic resistance. Submit yourself to God, resist the enemy, he will flee. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make them as the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away. The whirlwind shall scatter them. It's like they're not going to be there anymore, right? And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then let's go to that wonderful chapter in Isaiah 35. And I'm just going to read, select portions of it. Now, I realize this is going to have a literal physical time that this is going to take place when Jesus returns. But having said that, let's hear these words as if God is speaking to us right now, the changing of the priesthood, where there is going to be a change. Not only God's going to have godly leadership over his people, but he's going to have us. We are priests, remember, kings and priests, Revelation 1:6. We're going to have a change of raiment. God is working on us right now. And as I said in previous broadcasts, if you feel like you're in the fire, that's all right. God said he'd purify the sons of Levi, and he does that as silver and gold is tried, and that's in the fire. And while when you're not in the fire, you can speak about it strongly and powerfully. When you're in the fire, it's quite another matter. And I guess I can speak as one who has been often in the fire. Amen. And some of you are in that fire right now. And so at the end of the broadcast, when I invite you to write and share your needs, it's because I can so relate and empathize with what the things that God's people have gone through. You know, in order to empathize, you have to go through something yourself. For example, if you've never been a caregiver, you can be sympathetic, but you really can't relate to the demands emotionally, physically, spiritually that are placed upon a caregiver. And so, beloved, know that all the things we go through are for a purpose, that God wants to use every single thing, and it's best when we go through trials, when we go through the hard place, when we go through the fire, to say, Lord, I trust you. You are going to deliver me just as you did the Hebrew children. And that, as Job said, I'm going to come forth. When I'm tested, I'll come forth as pure as gold. He had no clue of what was going on, but he had that faith that he knew he would one day, and with his own very eyes, see his Redeemer. Praise God. So in chapter 35, it says, the wilderness, the solitary place, shall be glad for them. For who? Maybe the manifested sons and daughters of God, right? The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It says, strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knee. Say to them, are any of you fearful? Say to them that are fearful heart, be strong, fear not. This is a word for you today, beloved. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense, he will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. And that's true, going to be true literally. That can certainly be true with God's miracle working power today. But that refers also to spiritual blindness, spiritual deafness. Those loved ones, those blinders are going to come off their eyes. And it says in verse 6, the lame man shall leap as a harp and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and streams in the desert. And this is one of the words I've always loved. I've always thought it was so beautiful and expressive, and because it depends on the goodness and glory of the Lord. And an highway shall be there. It's the King's highway and a way. It's the Lord's way. It's that straight and narrow, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Listen to this, beloved. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. That's us, right? We're a pilgrim in progress. Pilgrim's progress, right? We are moving on to our heavenly home. There's a city that we're headed to, not made with hands, that Abraham saw. And this is the wonderful part. The wayfaring men, that's us, beloved, though fools, hallelujah, shall not err therein. Doesn't that give you hope and confidence? Praise God. And the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. That time is coming, beloved, and we can partake of it now, even in this life, with the faith of God and trust in Him. Well, beloved, it's been a joy to minister as part of God's body and to share what He's doing for all of us, that new priesthood. He's raising us up, beloved, overcomers, strong in Him, strong in faith, giving glory to God, knowing that what God has promised, He's also able to perform. We're not going to stagger at the promises of God through unbelief, but be strong in faith, giving glory to God, knowing what God's promised, He's also able to fulfill. Praise God. Well, I didn't plan on saying all of that. I couldn't help it. Just came out. Anyway, beloved, many of you need prayer. And so we all need prayer. We need the support of love and understanding and compassion from our fellows in the body of Christ. And God has raised up this ministry as a compassionate partner in prayer. Beloved, I've gone through a lot in my life, much sorrow, much heartache, but I know God delivers and He answers prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.